They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Patriots fans.
Hey.
Mark Bertrand here. Ever wondered how to make game day even greater? Simple. Bring Crown Royal to share with your friends, and you'll be the game day MVP. What a win right there. Oh, Crown Royal. 617-779-0985.
You like it warm? Like leaving your trunk, get it all warm, or you like it on ice? Low on ice.
I like everything on ice.
Chipped ice.
Everything
it's
on
a certain kind of ice. You don't want your ice, like at your ice maker at home, you want to like buy the bagged ice. There's something about bagged ice, it's got a little rough edge to it.
Sort of like good. A crushed ice thing, but not perfectly crushed
it's
ice.
It's the bagged ice. It's the bagged ice, the mass-produced ice.
617-779-0985. Started the day talking about Jimmy Butler and the chances he ends up in Boston. Mm-hmm. Chances, I don't know. But should the Celtics want Jimmy Butler? I believe they should. I believe they should want him, and they should be talking to Minnesota right now.
Yeah, with many provisions in that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a, but my reasoning is this. Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving, friends, close. They have been rumored to be talking about possibly going next offseason, this coming offseason, actually, to the Knicks or to the Nets and going to New York together.
Okay.
And so those guys want to pair up, and that chatter in the NBA is real.
So based on what you've seen over the years with LeBron jumping here and there and how they formed it out west with Golden State and freaking Durant, you know, sucking up and you can't beat him, join him. And just the semblance of that. If you're Kyrie Irving and you're mentally sitting there and you're looking at this, okay, you really didn't play with Gordon Hayward yet, so you really don't know what we got going on yet. You sat there and you observed and you played with Al Horford a little bit, but you know, I think you know Al's a good player. There's value there. But ultimately, that's really not like the $30 million player I really want to pony up with. He probably looks at Jason Tatum and thinks, this kid can be a star. Does he think that with Brown? Does he think it with him? Because if he doesn't, if you're sitting there, okay, what's going to make me stay here in Boston? Coach is great. Danny's great in that. But what do they put around me? Am I going to be part of this? Are we still 3 years away? Or do I just want to go to New York, work on everything else? I already won one. I can make a ton of money there. They'll sign me long-term, all that. I mean, that's, what is Kyrie thinking? And to your point, I understand why you're saying the Jimmy Butler-type player to add to what you got to make you, let's call for what it would be, and it's a contender, right? Get you in the mix. I don't know what how the series would go against them, but it's watchable. Give it a shot. You in it to win it now? Are you in it for the long haul?
See, the Celtics are. See, but the Celtics are in it to win it now. I don't want to make it seem like they're not in it to win it now, or they don't have the capability to be winning at a high level.
Jim doesn't want to trade away Jalen Brown. Like, you want to sit there and continue to build this thing? You're still 3 years out.
I think Jalen Brown at the end of this year might be close to Jimmy Butler.
I don't disagree with you on that, but Jalen Brown is not going to be the reason that Kyrie Irving
chooses Boston.
Does Kyrie
think that? That's the point. Does Kyrie think that?
We don't know that.
I know that. That's the problem. But there's other guys to his point that. You know, if you're a superstar in this league, you know who
you're
running with.
All right, let me ask you this. Who's on the bench to start the season?
Irrelevant.
No, who starts the season on the bench, this lineup?
It's totally irrelevant, Jim.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Follow this.
This is where you make the mistake, and too many fans make this mistake, that it's about things that are actual logical reasoning, lineups, what the team looks like, how they play on the court, how they're coached, how much do they win. That all is irrelevant to these guys. They are more concerned with who's my buddy, with my friend, and what town am I in, and how many billboards can I get put up for my movie?
My shoes.
All right, give me your starting lineup.
It's irrelevant, Jim. I just told you this. It has nothing to do with anything. Ask yourself this question.
Nobody can be happy if somebody's going on the bench. Either Jason Tatum or Jimmy Butler starting on the bench.
Let me ask you this question. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Jim. Who would have a give Kyrie Irving, in your opinion or anyone's opinion, who's going to be more convincing? What's a more appetizing option?
Jimmy Butler's here. He's starting.
Okay. Jaylen Brown or Jimmy Butler next offseason, the Celtics can have one of those guys. Which one is more likely to keep Kyrie Irving a Celtic?
Butler.
That shouldn't even be debatable.
Just based on reports.
Yeah.
That's all you're basing it on.
Based on reports. Are they all irrelevant? Are those reports not meaningful?
But wait, Jim's
podcast. I don't know. How many do you believe?
Are all the podcasts that you do listen to, and Jim is great at listening to
that podcast. Why you got the pause. Jim speaks for the Celtic fan.
Jim's
a great Celtic fan.
He is in deep on the Woj podcast, the Bill Simmons podcast.
Jim's a good green
teamer. We've played all that stuff. You don't buy into this? You don't think we know how this plays in the NBA? You start hearing the chatter a year in advance
Not here.
And then it happens.
You speak for the NBA crowd. Jim's talking about the green teamers. Whatever the green teamers think, Jim, that pause right there where he had to even think is what green teamers are doing.
You're gonna have a lot more bitching going on too if you have Butler on this team.
I bet you're right.
Horford's gonna have to play center and bitch about that, or Butler's going to go to the bench, or Tatum's going to lose minutes.
If you think I'm saying this because I love Jimmy Butler and I just think things would be so much better with him here, you're wrong. I think it's better if you keep Kyrie Irving, and you're better off keeping Kyrie Irving next year.
Who gives you a better chance to win a championship this year?
I think the team this year would be better off because of who they are, the fabric of this team. It's tough. I feel like Jaylen Brown is a better guy to have on your team than Jimmy Butler is.
And if they win it all,
Jimmy Butler's more talented than Jaylen Brown. You admit that. We know this.
No. Say they get close but don't win. That's when Kyrie leaves. That would be the bigger problem.
I think he could leave either way. I think what they do this year is not going to matter one bit.
But say you
don't forget he's already got a ring.
But it's like
he's already got his ring.
But like Durant could have, he blew it. They choked. Durant choked, and he ends up going to play with him. I could see them getting to the end and getting their doors blown off by Golden State and Kyrie saying, I can't be part of this.
That's LeBron's ring, though. He wants his own ring. Don't you think?
LeBron
was the guy on that team.
You know what? I don't think that. I just think he wants his own team and build it the way he wants.
And if they win it, they win here.
I don't know if he thinks this is his team because he was traded here.
Kyrie?
Yeah.
Kyrie's not in charge of this
team.
Imagine
if
he, other NBA superstars are in charge of their team.
Durant picked Golden State. They made you beg for him. What's his name? LeBron James has gone to how many teams back and forth to make it his team?
When you look at those
Kyrie
other teams,
got traded here. Until Kyrie can dictate where he wants to go, then that becomes his team.
Like when you look at Golden State, don't you look at that and say Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are calling the shots there? And you look at LeBron and they're like, LeBron's obviously calling the shots there.
Duh.
Is Kyrie Irving or anybody for that matter going to call the shots in Boston? No.
Is Kawhi Leonard calling his own shot? Pretty much, right? I'm not playing.
I'll tell you
here.
What, though. You trade for Jimmy Butler, it's going to look like he's calling those shots.
Jim, I'm not a huge Jimmy Butler fan either, but what was your point about the bench? Who would you say would have to sit?
Tatum or Butler?
Somebody's coming off the bench.
And you
or
know
Horford starting at center and bitching about it.
Why not Jaylen Brown?
And if you
Yes, exactly. And he's going to come off the bench and not bitch about it. That's my point.
Yeah, he was asking if you made the trade. And I'll tell you who it would be. It'd be Jason Tatum, which I hate.
Why?
Why wouldn't Brown sit?
If you traded Jaylen Brown for Jimmy Butler?
You're trading Jaylen Brown. you got to trade
so
Jaylen Brown to get Jimmy.
Yeah,
Butler.
Stupid.
I thought you just.
But this is Boston. We love this. This is Boston. It's our natural reaction in Boston. We want, but
Jim's
we don't want
right.
to give.
Creates,
we don't want to give anybody.
Well, it creates situations that are uncomfortable to deal with. It makes Brad Stevens' job more of a headache. Like, no, it's not ideal. It sort of sucks.
It's not an ideal.
To your point, then, Beetle, I would trade Abdul Nader for Jimmy Butler.
What about Theis?
That's how I would fix
that. What about Daniel Theis?
Second line comes in the game.
Yeah, Jim's making good, logical basketball points. And my point is, those good, logical basketball points don't even make any sense in this league. Because you can't go by logical thinking. It's like, who's friends, who's buddies, and how do you keep people together? You're going to have their friends. They need their friends. Jimmy Butler needs Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving needs Jimmy Butler. And if they don't get that, they're going to scoot off together to the Knicks, the Nets, the Clippers, one of these teams, because they want to play together. And that seems so foolish to me for a guy like Kyrie Irving, who's in a great situation right now, that he would have, these interviews with the New York media promoting that movie that basically flirted with the Knicks in that interview, Oh, it's so disgusting. It should disgust everybody that that goes on. Why would you want to leave here? Logic, it defies logic. So that's why you got to use things other than logic to try and figure these situations out.
What would the intern do? You're a hoop guy. What would you do? You know. Ain't care.
Yeah, I'm not going to stick around for that point. 617-779.
Well, he was in there yapping earlier.
0985. Butler, you in or out? That, the Red Sox, their situation currently, pitching rotation.
Josh Gordon.
The stolen banners and Josh Gordon. It's all in the mix here in the final hour of Zolak and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand. Okay, hey. So the intern needs a mic. That's what he really needs.
He hasn't stopped talking.
So we can get the pulse of the young crowd.
Yeah.
Big hoop guy, hoop head back there.
Him and Jim. Hey, and Jim are going to go outside, shoot some hoops.
Jim
Adjustable
asked him.
Backboard.
He said, what would you do if you were Kyrie? And what did you say?
What'd you say there?
If I was Kyrie?
Yeah.
If I was Kyrie, I'd leave.
Stand up. He'd leave.
Don't listen to Jim that way.
And why would you leave?
Because Boston isn't the market for, you know, what NBA kids, players want.
Shoes, movies.
Millennials.
You know, nightclubs, all that
quick,
crap.
Right? You get bored quick here, right? Boston bores you, right? What's there to do? Come on.
I mean, I'm fine with Boston, but I'm not an NBA
player.
I
know you're fine, but you're not Kyrie Irving. You're not a thinker. You're not a worldly thinker. Kyrie's a smart guy. He tells you that.
Like, if you had $1 million to burn and go party all the time.
You think Kyrie's bored? Yeah.
You probably wouldn't pick Boston.
Right.
I get that.
Would you get the Freedom Trail and, like, Paul Revere and all that? Bunker Hill?
Oh, yeah. That's why an NBA player wants to come to
Plymouth Rock?
Rich history.
Sharks?
Rich history.
Right? These kids today.
He knows what he's talking about.
I know he does.
Free museum tours. I think an NBA player would go for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tours. He likes to go.
You sound
to,
like the smartest intern.
He likes to go to the MFA. Check out the paintings on the wall.
MFA? What's the MFA?
Museum of Fine Art.
Talk about boring. I'm with you on that. Get out of here. Fine arts.
617-779-0985. Wow, I'm also undervaluing the draw of New York and the market of New York. I guess I'm not giving enough importance to that. That's what Josh at NBC Sports Boston was saying during the break.
What's wrong with the MFA?
Not giving enough credit.
I don't know. I've never been.
You've never,
never been?
No.
As somebody who's as talented as an artist.
Someone as Right. Cultured as you, though, you've never been to the Museum of Fine Art.
I'm not even busting your balls right now. As if I were one-tenth as good at drawing as you are,
I do like it.
Let me tell you something.
You know what I did enjoy, though?
Has your daughter been there?
I think she has, yeah.
Zo, look at me.
Because she's an artist.
Honestly, you would love it.
I know I would.
It's amazing.
Hours. Where I did love when going to Maryland, to D.C., I used to love to go to D.C. and hit the museums down there.
See?
And talk about, blown away.
Why don't you do that here?
I feel like, remember Ferris Bueller did that? You sit there and you stare, and you just stare. Was that Ferris Bueller's day off? He did that.
You know what the problem is? Parking over there, not great.
It's location.
You got to take the green line.
He's right. He knows me.
And that would be the train.
Me being a suburb guy. It's the pain in the ass of having to trek to Boston. That's it. It's like days we have to go to the garden. I would take a double bullet.
It is here.
Boom. Boom.
It is a fraction.
Oh, let's go to the garden studio. Woo! No.
It doesn't. It's not even on the same radar as being a pain in the ass.
I've never rode the train.
Forget about the train.
I don't want to ride a train.
You drive your car to the MFA. There's parking lots on either side of it.
Where's it at?
Is there a parking lot out back there?
It's like right off of Huntington.
It's right there.
There's one on either side,
near Fenway. 5 minutes from Fenway.
Okay.
And it's so much easier.
What you're talking about. It's like the back way towards the hospital.
Right over by Northeastern.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Hospital's over that way and all that. Trying to get back on Mass Ave.
We should go. A show trip.
Let's do it.
Show field trip to the MFA.
Can Jim come?
If he wants to.
Nice. I want Jim.
He hasn't expressed a willingness or desire yet.
Jim needs to get out of Rhode Island
and
get cultured.
T-Bone will go.
See, I think Jim has a better zoo.
Just stands there. Yeah. Jim McConnell.
Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Oh, my God. Jim Zoo is so much better than
than Franklin Park Zoo.
Mm. A lot of crime down there, right, Jim?
My personal opinion.
Yeah, don't go there at night.
Jim said it's a bad area.
Don't go to Franklin Park at night.
Zoo's not open.
Eat the lions.
The zoo's not open at night, I don't think.
Right. But no, they have a nice little park area there, driving in.
Yeah. Similar situation on both at both zoos.
Okay.
617-779-0985.
Well, there's a lot of culture.
Thank you. Ken and Lowell on the Red Sox bullpen. Ken?
Yeah, hey, Zoe. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, Ken.
Ken.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing well.
All right. First of all, I want to alleviate anybody's apprehensions about the Red Sox bullpen because the way it's currently constituted, I think they'll get the job done. I mean, you don't need those guys.
Oh, you like it. You like it currently. Currently, you like it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the playoffs is what I'm saying.
You think it's good they're going to hold up in the playoffs?
Against good teams.
Well, listen, what happens is in the playoffs, you go to a three-man rotation. That means Pomerantz and Porcello are going into the middle relievers position, right?
Do you ever want to see Drew Pomerantz take them out and throw a pitch at all?
Yeah, well, all right. No, I stand corrected on that one, but... You can bring in this guy for one out and another guy for...
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call.
Ken, call back on football.
Ken, come on.
Bring in Porcello for an out.
No, that's...
He said Drew Pomerantz.
I got a lot of other calls waiting.
He said Drew Pomerantz.
Steven Wright to get an out.
He's right about one thing. If it's based on performance, Porcello's not in the rotation.
Erod would be.
Yeah, and Evaldi. If they went four, Evaldi would be probably.
It feels like Porcello will be in it, though.
Pete's in Delaware.
Yeah. Porcello's pitch.
Of course he will be.
Pitch more innings than any other guy, and he's not going to be one of the. You're not going to be.
Yeah, you got to remember that.
Change up in a play.
You got to remember that. By the time you get to that third game, maybe your bullpen is used up. Porcello can give you innings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pete in Delaware. Pete.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, as far as Josh Gordon goes, the main reason I wouldn't have brought him in is because you're trying to get to a Super Bowl and win one, and this guy. To me, he could become a big part of your offense, like Scott was saying earlier, and then not show up, which just reminds me of Stanley Wilson with the Bengals when he didn't show up in the Super Bowl. If that guy was a big part of your offense, and then he doesn't show up, which he could do,
who's the other?
That could have a crushing effect.
You remember the Raiders? Who's that for the Raiders? The center that went loco?
Yeah,
he ends up across the border. Barrett Robbins.
Yeah.
That's an offensive lineman, but hey, it still throws your whole protection scheme and out of whack, you know? That's what I fear. You get rolling, all of a sudden it becomes a dependable part for you, and then he taps out. Now it goes back to his ways. Because all of a sudden things are going good, people starting to come around.
Right.
The bad brother gets here, more fans.
Oh, the bad brother. You gotta be worried about the bad brother.
I go what Bert says. I don't know what he was in Cleveland. Bert's hearing stuff in Cleveland. You had this guy pulling this way, this one pulling the other way. I told you about Terry Glenn and the guys he traveled with. He had a dude for every rim to polish. Whatever tournament we went to. This cousin, that one, this one, this friend over here, I'll take the left front on your Bentley, you take the right rear, you know, and they're out there polishing. I'm like playing golf with him down there at Ted Johnson's tournament down in the Cape. And Terry's car's parked up there around the turn, and we're teeing off on hole 10. I'm playing with Terry. I'm like, Terry, this guy's over there by your car. He goes, yeah, that's my cousins, man. They're cool. They're cleaning it up. I'm like, oh, okay. Put my ball down. Hit it. We go, and we play.
He was a good golfer, wasn't he?
No.
No?
He could play.
Who was a receiver that was a good golfer? Didn't you? I feel like we had a story at one point about this.
He could play.
He could play. I mean, he could hit. He could get off the tee, but he's not
Oh,
like,
okay. So he could hit.
Like, Tom Tupa. Tom Tupa's
good
player.
I feel like there was a receiver that could play. It was a good golfer.
One Terry.
Maybe it was something else.
Sean Jefferson was a hunter. He had hunting dogs.
Yeah, you told me.
Wasn't Brisby.
You know who's a good golfer? Larry Fitzgerald.
You know, Brisby?
There's a receiver who could play.
Yeah, but Brisby would show up like... P. Diddy and Mace in that video. Mo money, mo problems. Two gloves. Briz got a glove for each hand. I'm like, you want it on your offhand. What do you mean your offhand? Never mind. Which hand are you predominantly? Are you right hand or left hand? You want to put the glove on the other hand? Couldn't get that. He likes being a receiver. They like gloves on both hands.
They're fragile hands.
Showed up with gloves on both hands. Two golf gloves.
Chuck in Ohio, Chuck.
Chuck!
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I'm not a little bit concerned about this defensive secondary. I'm extremely concerned. Like, I've been a fan for almost 50 years of Patriots, and I'm watching these guys on two of the last three games. They can't cover anybody. We haven't even played good passing attack with Philadelphia and Jacksonville. What, you give me the matchup when they play Kansas City, when you got Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and Kelce running around the secondary. Yep. I'm just curious who's going to cover them. I want to hear from you who's going to match up on who and how are they going to cover these guys running around back there. Thank you very much.
Okay, sure. Chuck.
They probably go zone against that team. That's a team that runs a ton of crossing routes. What do you want to do? You want to get man and chase and get picked off? I'd run zone and wait for them to come across and knock them out. Probably play that big nickel.
Should they start playing more zone now?
Yeah, that's what they did in the second. Hey, guess what they did in the second half?
More zone.
Guess what they did in the first half? Played man. They got smoked. They went to zone. Next thing you know, Bortles is trying to fit into double coverage.
A little more zone, a little less man.
A little more zone, a little heat, Yeah.
A little less man.
Yeah. I'd go zone, sit there, put if Hightower's going to play in passing situations, do you want him chasing across a formation or you want him to sit and knock somebody's head off?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hardy has our headlines, 617-779-0985. You ready for it? Hope you are. All right, go.
I stand corrected on that one.
Sports Hub headlines.
Oh, the Red Sox and Yankees are going to wrap up their three-game set this evening at Yankee Stadium. It's going to be Masahiro Tanaka with the ball for the home team. 12-5 on the year with a 3.47 ERA. Eduardo Rodriguez for the Sox. 12-4, the 3.53 earned run average. Very similar records for those two pitchers tonight. Sox magic number still 2. So if they win tonight, they wrap up the AL East. NFL Week 3 is starting tonight with the 1-1 Jets paying a visit to the 0-1 Browns. 3-point home favorites for the first time since 2015. Patriots set to visit the Lions on Sunday night. Josh Gordon practicing with the team. And at the Tour Championship, East Lake Golf Club in Atlanta, Georgia, Gary Woodland, Ricky Fowler, and Rory McIlroy share the top spot on the leaderboard. Scratch that. Rory McIlroy just birdied 3. He is now 3 under par. And he is alone in the top spot. Headlines are brought to you by Nissan. Now's the best time to save big at Nissan's Take Home a Titan Truck Month event. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines, 30 minutes.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the jam. Back to the old days. Yeah.
Can't sleep at night. Toss and turn. Listen to the radio.
Telephone. We got to play this more.
He's a big fan.
Hell yeah. You can even talk to me. Yeah. It's a midday show of flavor. I've been trying to tell people that. They got 96.9. No.
Thank
Turn
you.
Up, Jim. Yeah.
Drown him out, please.
The jam. Marky Mark my ass.
Billy Lanny is so excited right now.
Yeah, so Bobby Brown's in the building somewhere.
He is.
Doing a little something. And
he got a posse, man.
There's very few people that Billy Lanny gets excited for in life. That's one that he loves.
Well, who did he say he was most excited to meet?
Mo Vaughn.
Mo Vaughn. He was big Mo Vaughn.
Mo Vaughn
who was in here
wall.
A couple years ago.
Broke my wall in my kitchen.
Mo Vaughn broke the wall in your kitchen?
We moved into our house in 1994, and we had no furniture, but we threw a Halloween party. Hit Dog came, and headbutted him on the wall. He brought the two DJs with him.
He then signed it.
Circled it and signed it with Sharpie.
Remained on the wall for years until Amy made him patch it and paint it over.
I'm like, I can't fix that. That's Hit Dog.
1995 American League MVP. You don't just patch that over.
You leave that as it is.
Yes.
Right. So he sent me a jersey. He said, Z, whatever you need. Hit Dog.
Nice.
I have my trophy case. It's nice. Very nice gesture.
So Mo Vaughn and, well, Billy hasn't met Bobby Brown.
No. But
He wants to.
He might stalk him on his way out of the building. You know how that goes.
Oh, God. Wait, he sees him. It's going to be like those guys that found the banner. Uh-oh. Oh, he's gonna be, oh boy.
That's legit. That's an A-lister in the building.
Yeah, yep. It is.
That's a big good one. It's not like Marky Mark and all his little friends that come. Marky Mark comes in, he got like all the 5'6".
Why do you keep saying, why do you keep doing that?
Because he tried like his
what's your issue with Mark?
It's all little dudes he traveled. He's like, at least Bobby travels with these big dudes, man. Like, I am not messing around, man. Like, Mark, I'll take, it's like the Wiggy thing. You want to fight one what big
is it,
horse?
Is it because Wahlberg doesn't want anyone else in his posse taller than him?
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah, God. It's like all little actors. Yeah. Yeah. Get out of here with them.
All right. 617-779-0985. Today's takeaways are coming up at 1:50, yep. Which includes a recap of our Banner Guys segment today.
Oh, my God.
Which Tom was working on. I asked him to put a little something together. He did, and I'm very excited to hear
I don't think it was Louis calling.
The results. You guys are so wrong on that.
I think it was Louie, and I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, I sort of share that.
I hope that was
feeling with Hardy.
Didn't sound anything like the real Louie. Yeah. That dude ran around across three lanes.
I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, let me give you the. We got all different
let's,
things.
Let's
on the
rip
board.
Through these calls.
All right. Thanks what do you want to hanging. Start with? Here are the subjects. Hardy, you want to pick?
Yes, please.
Other QBs in Patriots system. Why Belichick doesn't believe in tough defense? Question mark.
No.
Yep.
Red Sox will get swept. Josh Gordon,
ooh, I already...
Mabel on her Cowboys.
Oh, get Mabel on.
Mabel. How do you not go with Mabel?
Right. Good afternoon. How about them Cowboys?
Hi, Mabel.
Them Cowboys.
How's it? Oh, don't sound so excited. How you guys doing?
Well, you were ready to blow up the team a week ago.
Well, I'm calling to apologize.
Oh, God. Take back you what fly I by night fan you.
Seriously.
No. Come on, guys. Come on, 1-1. They looked actually really, really, really good on Sunday
against the Giants.
Bit of a drive
who were terrible
the third quarter, but
the Giants suck.
Peyton, Eli Manning looks like he's on ether.
Yeah, but a lot of people picked the Giants in that game,
which tells you what they think
but
of the Cowboys.
Did you see the game? The Giants look like crap. Six sacks.
Well, that's not
your
point, Mabel.
I was flying back after getting our ass kicked down at Jacksonville.
My point. Yeah.
So they're playing Seattle on Sunday at Seattle. Is that a win or a loss?
I'd say that's a loss.
L.
Seattle on a bounce-back week at home with the 12th man, that's a big L.
Really? Even after coming off the victory from Sunday from the Cowboys?
You just said that the Giants suck! I'm hanging up now because
try
thank
to talk
you.
Off the ledge.
We've already explained this to you.
Mabel's got to get ready for this. You see this? And this is, I'm making the sign of a going up the hill, then down the hill. Then it's going to be a roller coast season for the Cowboys. They're going to beat the bad teams.
Roller coaster.
And lose to the good teams.
Roller coast season.
Roller coaster, I said, you dumbass.
Roller coast season.
Roller coaster.
Play the tape.
Roller coaster.
Roller coaster.
Love roller coaster.
Jimmy in Long Island. Jimmy. Going once.
Yep. See ya.
Going twice. Goodbye, Jimmy. Ed in Woonsocket.
What's up, Ed?
Ed?
See you, Ed.
That's not an us problem, right?
Nope. We're okay. Not touching anything.
Just double checking.
Could be a gym problem.
Two no-shows in a row. Drew in Weymouth. Hi,
hey,
Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, guys. How
What's
are
up?
We today?
How you doing?
So I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the defense for a second. So Bill Belichick arguably had one of the greatest linebackers of all time, Lawrence Taylor. So the thing is what I don't really understand. Now, Zoe, you basically said if they play against Kansas City, they're going to play a zone kind of defense. Now, my question is, why don't they kind of believe, like, in a smash-mouth defense? Because, you know, Parcells would basically just tell Bill, just, hey, Lawrence, send Lawrence. Go get him. Go get the quarterback.
Who's your Lawrence Taylor? Who's your Lawrence Taylor?
Yeah. Who's Lawrence Taylor on this team?
Oh, no, there's nobody that's Lawrence Taylor on this team.
That's why he doesn't do that. Yeah.
Right.
Well, here's your problem, okay. Too. You got Gilmore. Gilmore's a cover corner. Gilmore's not going to want to play zone. His forte is man. He looked great, man. But you have to mix and match it, and that's part of the problem Ty had at the beginning. Ty didn't want to play like that soft shell cover too, and he was frustrated with that. He wanted to man up, and Bill wouldn't let him do that at first. And he eventually became a damn good player in the system. And they mixed it up. You had to mix it up. But I don't want him to be dogs chasing cars against Kansas City. That's a nightmare.
Steve in Providence, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up, Steve?
I just wanted to touch on the Red Sox real quick there. I wanted to see them get the knockout punch tonight and, you know, win the division, but
yeah.
It looks like that's not going to happen.
Why?
I just had a quick question for you. Well, I mean, I don't think they're going to win tonight. They just look sluggish. They
you
look
think
like
they're
going to
get swept? Oof.
Yeah, I think they just look like they're preparing for the postseason. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
it just means one loss tonight. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, but that's a
no,
sweet...
No, I'm not worrying. I just wanted to ask you one question, Bertrand. If you had to pick right now, who's your AL MVP? Is it Martinez? Is it Betts? Or is it that guy from Houston with the weird name? I just wanted to ask you and see who your MVP was.
You know what? You know what I've been saying to dodge the question the last couple of weeks?
What?
Ask me at the end of the season.
Well, we'll find out.
No. I'm not saying we'll find out. I'm saying ask me who it should be at the end of the regular season. But I can't deny that J.D. Martinez has made strides against my man Mookie Betts in the last month. Has he not?
Yeah, he has. Mookie's quieted down.
And J.D. hasn't done anything extra, but he hasn't fallen off.
Correct.
Is he popular enough to get the votes, though?
J.D. Martinez?
No, I know he's having a great year, but I'm saying if the voters look at it, if it's close, you're going to go with the more popular player. I'm sorry.
The more likable.
Mookie Betts resonates. Yeah. Resonates. I don't know. I would like to think so. He's a more dynamic player. And if it's close, I think Mookie gets the nod.
Bovada has Mookie as the favorite, by the way. The current odds for MVP is... Double check this. Mookie 5-12, JD Martinez 9-2, followed by Mike Trout. Is he talking about Alex Bregman having a weird name? I don't understand. No. Who was he talking about?
It's got to be Altuve.
Altuve.
Yeah,
Altuve.
He's not really in the conversation, is he?
No, but that's got scares the hell out of
you. They've got Bregman and Jose Ramirez at 5-1, tied for what would be fourth. Mike Trout at 9-2. So, I'm going to say this one more time. Ask me again, 10 more days. We'll figure it out.
It's okay. It's a good out.
Because something could happen.
You got another week.
Right? I mean, we did it right around the midway point, right at the break. And it made sense to have that conversation then.
Martinez could have a big night tonight. He could hit three bombs or two bombs.
And Mookie may not play a lot here the rest of the way. Right?
Right. They shut Mookie down, and Martinez goes on a little bit of a roll here. He might sneak up and take it.
Today's takeaways are coming up next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Okay, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Week 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
Today's takeaways here on Zolak and Bertrand. And I just want to let you know that we'll give you the full update on the bad quarterback league tomorrow. Sam Darnold, I dropped him last week. Does anybody here want him?
For tonight?
Yeah, does anyone want to make a claim and drop somebody?
I think he's going to play well tonight against Cleveland. By the way, little thing going on in Cleveland. The intern saw this on Barstool. They are setting up GoPros in a lot of the bars around Cleveland so that when Cleveland wins their game tonight, that town could get interesting. That city could get interesting tonight.
Oh, the beer coolers are going to open up.
Yeah.
They haven't won since Christmas Eve of 16.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'd party tonight, Thursday night. Woo, ladies.
Since the great Christmas miracle of 2016.
Yeah.
All right. So that is coming up tonight. We'll obviously have some thoughts on that tomorrow. We'll watch the game. Sure. I'm actually thinking that this could be a good game. Could be.
Yep.
So what's your takeaway?
My takeaway, Josh Gordon, a lot of people were asked about him yesterday. Bill wouldn't really talk about him because it wasn't final. The tight end, Rob Gronkowski, was asked yesterday about Josh Gordon. Give it a listen.
Are there any moments where you start to get excited about the potential of being on the same field? Two guys who have a lot of size and speed, yourself and Josh?
Yes, I mean, it's definitely. And I mean, really can't really worry about what's going on. I mean, I got to really focus on what I got to do, too. So, and being here, I mean, there really isn't too much excitement. So, I don't know.
Why not?
So I don't know. Getting excited is kind of scary.
Could you sort of bring the excitement, though?
I mean, I try.
You started chucking the ball around in minicamp.
I think, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
Mark the tape, Jim.
Oh, boy.
I want you to mark the tape.
He wants to have some more fun. Sounds
Save
like they're holding the straps down a little.
For when we get to the offseason and Rob Gronkowski's all bent out of shape about the atmosphere here. Oh, yep. Yeah,
is he laughing at Reese again?
Being excited against the rules here in Foxborough.
Reese
can't be excited.
A 69 question.
Not allowed. Yeah. Excitement, not allowed.
No fun.
So no fun. No
have fun, Danny.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
No fun.
Have fun getting double covered until Josh Gordon gets out there.
Hardy, you have anything?
A couple of things from Zoe. I think both took place during Dan's dates today.
Oh.
Where, well, there was some name confusion. Which one should we start with, Jim? The name confusion or the...
So I was wondering who the homeless guy that became a voiceover professional
Ted
was.
Williams.
Ted Williams. But Zoe thought his name was Charles Ramsey.
Yeah, Charles Ramsey.
Do you know who Charles Ramsey is?
No, yeah. Who is that?
Charles Ramsey is the man who gave us this song.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave it away. Dad gave it away. My neighbor got big testicles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude. So we didn't have a clue if that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out.
It's a legit good song.
That's why when I said, oh, yeah, that happened with that homeless guy who was the voiceover guy who was out there in, like, Cleveland.
Charles
I was
Ramsey.
Off. It was Columbus. And he starts saying Charles Ramsey and the girls in the basement.
I got confused.
And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
That was a girl that was kidnapped and Charles Ramsey discovered. I think he had, like, Big Macs in his
Wouldn't you love to be inside his brain and know how that all came together?
Ted Williams has a slightly different voice. Ted Williams actually got professional voiceover work after he was kind of discovered.
Do we have some of that?
Yeah, sure.
Kraft Homestyle Macaroni and Cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
He could be the new
so
movie
smooth.
Trailer guy. He could be very the movie.
He is like Barry White smooth.
Very, very smooth.
Oh, though. Man.
Yeah.
You know. Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
That's right.
Yeah, he went down a bad path after that.
I saw Where Are They Now from like 3 years ago. He was doing well.
Mm.
Now? No, not so much.
Well, he was on a morning show for a while, but I don't think that morning show's on anymore.
Okay. Well, my takeaway is this. It's a recap of our segment today with Dan Shaughnessy talking about the Globe front page story on a couple of guys from Malden who came across the Red Sox AL East Champions banner.
This
story is not classy enough for Channel 5. It is a Channel 7 type of story. It's what the Herald would typically do.
Not since Spotlight have we dignified ourselves to this degree.
So, Dan, is that what gets you, you're fired up about
I
this?
I just was never amused by the story for one instant.
Come on, even a little bit.
Did, no.
The banner is back where it belongs.
I don't think we should mock people that are in any way disadvantaged.
No, you guys are mocking it.
There appears to me to be something wrong with these guys.
They deserve something for their effort.
This can't be right.
I know for a fact, I'm not going to say what it was for. Drugs.
I told you, Skips.
Put that together.
Todd T-Bone. I mean, just nailed it.
Boom.
Absolutely nailed it. I told him at noontime today. I said,
Tom's
you know what?
Good.
I would put a little something together for final word, T-Bone. And he did not disappoint. He did not. I had faith in him. He came through in a big way. Fabulous.
Like the
not going to say what it's for.
Yeah, it's good.
Drugs.
Drugs. I learned
a lot
about
this word.
Today. Jim,
drugs.
Jim taught me a lot about this exchange thing, like on the way up today. Good stories by Jim today. It's kind of how you
some of the things from the streets that Zoe's not all that familiar
not
with.
Not hip with. Not really hip.
But do we give Dan credit for not wanting to talk about this story from the get-go?
Yes, absolutely.
He got to the same
point. He tapped out for about 17 minutes of the show.
I mean, but from the moment the story broke, he was like, I think it's a bad idea.
Terrible by the
I don't know.
I don't think we should be doing this.
I don't think we should be done.
No, I'm not going to write a column about it either. I'm not doing it.
Embarrassing.
Smart man. Anybody.
Turns out it was the...
That's right.
You know who did the right thing in all this? Dan Shaughnessy.
Dan
Shaughnessy.
Dan States.
Was good. He is a moral compass.
Called
that we should have followed today.
Yeah. Felger Mask,
we went
coming
down
up
a,
next.
We went down a regrettable path.
Felger Mask,
which I'm sure those guys from Alden can understand.
Felger Mask with the new hip Facebook videos that they, or these live Facebook watch things are doing now. Show's becoming hip.
They do it again. You do it again.
They did it yesterday.
Best sports, I hope.
They mixed it in.
Damn.
They mixed it in a little more.
Hey, we're back tomorrow on a Friday. Long
Murray's got a
football
girlfriend.
Yeah, for the, yeah, well, all right, I stand corrected on that one.